This episode is brought to you by PNC Bank, who believes some things in life should be boring, like banking.
Because boring is safe and responsible, level-headed and wise. All things you want your bank to be.
You don't want your bank to be cool or sexy. Sexy is for 80s hair bands, not banks. That's why PNC Bank strives to be boring with your money so you can be happily fulfilled with your life.
PNC Bank, brilliantly boring since 1865.
Brilliantly Boring Since 1865 is a service mark of the PNC Financial Services Group, Incorporated. PNC Bank, a National Association member, FDIC.
The state of Tennessee is one of the few places where the sounds are just as breathtaking as the sights.
Whether that's live music at a historic music venue, the crack of an open fire at a campsite in the wilderness, or hearing kids laughing as they explore what's right around the bend, Tennessee just sounds perfect.
Start planning your trip at tnvacation.com. Tennessee sounds perfect.
Can I rant for a sec?
Please.
Pay apps are way too public.
What happened?
Some rando hearted a payment from 5 months ago, and I realized people can see my entire history, who I'm paying, like full names. It's super weird.
Yeah, it's weird. How are you paying your friends then?
Apple Cash. It's all in messages. You can literally send cash like a text, and it stays between friends. Random people can't see it.
Did you just pay me a dollar on Apple Cash?
Shh.
Services are provided by Green Dot Bank. Member FDIC. Terms apply.
Hey, this is Annie.
And Samantha.
And welcome to Stuff I'll Never Told You, a production of iHeartRadio.
And for today's episode of Feminist Around the World, which... a peek behind the curtains. I cannot get the name straight to save my life. We are struggling here, but yes. I did it correctly this time.
Yay.
But, you know, we still have to let our faults be known.
Yes.
We are entering into Disability Pride Month with a bang. And just to put a timestamp here, this should be released on July 3rd, 2023, I believe, even though we recorded ahead, because I am technically out this week. Ha ha.
Yeah. The strangeness of podcasting.
We are celebrating the achievements of activist and award-winning filmmaker Nazreen Al-Khatib. And her work has centered around intersectional issues and inclusion. And she has worked hard to collaborate on her projects. And she calls these projects, quote, cultural shifting. She explained to Forbes magazine, quote, either I see a gap in our culture that needs bridging, or I see momentum in an area that needs amplifying. That's where I put my energy. And she continues, being a cinematographer means that the world is seeing the story through my eyes, through my lens. Starting at a very young age, I was forced to the outside of many social circles. Being exposed to the harmful effects of that exclusivity has given me a unique motivation in my work. She further explained to pratt.edu, the pursuit of collaboration in the creation of culture shifting work was developed as a result of being raised by a women's rights grassroots organizer. I think when you cultivate social justice into art making, it attracts future collaborators who are motivated by the same yearning. And on her site, allmediastorytelling.com, it describes her style of filming as, quote, utilizing a plethora of lenses, her ability to motivate audiences is a direct result of approaching story through multiple identities, multi-heritage, Black, Iraqi, disabled through chronic pain and neurodivergent, raised Muslim, LGBTQIA+, and first generation born in Oakland, California. And again, as Pratt EDU writes about her work, Al-Khatib's multi-heritage and multi-hyphenate identity has shaped the lenses through which she has developed her body of work over the last decade, work that makes space with a fierce sense of care for underheard and under-visualized perspectives and experiences.
Pratt.edu also interviewed Al-Khatib in the article, and when asked how multi-perspective storytelling works for her, she replied, being a person who is intersectional makes it much easier for me to hold safe space for people who occupy marginalized identities. When I approach a story, I try to quiet my programmed brain. There are so many nuanced ways people are forced to communicate. It takes a practice of being able to listen, to actually hear what they are trying to convey. Their own message deserves my time, my consideration, and my ability to amplify their story. So people like them know that they are valued, and so more communities have the ability to get to know them. If I am working on a documentary about someone who uses a mobility device to move around, and the audience watching does not have anyone in their life who has had that experience, it is my responsibility to amplify their story authentically so the space carved into the audience is a safe one, moving forward, for anyone they come in contact with who uses a mobility device. And she continues, in regard to craft, being someone who comes from multiple intersections and being born multi-hyphenate, not having the power to be anything other than a multi-hyphenate, it definitely informs what I capture. I see texture, I see color, and I see light through the lens of someone who embodies these identities. Someone who has lived in another country, someone who has been marginalized in a colonialist society and patriarchy. So the things I capture and choose to amplify through my lens have everything to do with who I am. I didn't choose those identities. Those identities are embedded in my story.
Right. And in her career, Al-Khatib has worked with organizations like NASA, Oprah Productions, the Women's March, and for the Kamala Harris campaign, studying filmmaking at Pratt Institute in Brooklyn, New York. She began her career as a camera operator a year after she graduated, and I believe that was 07. Since then, Al-Khatib was the lead cinematographer for Harris's VP campaign, working obstacles that taxed her physically, mentally, and emotionally. But she has says it was an incredible experience and campaign, and telling Forbes that there was this moment before the debate, and there were multiple moments throughout the campaign that just gave me such confidence in the energy propelling her. There was a celebratory feeling in the air around her, and you could tell on everyone's faces it was just there, was just joy in the air. It was infectious. I love that story. She also filmed campaigns for NASA, as well as doing a series with Oprah Productions, including Uncomfortable Conversations with a Black Man, which earned many Emmys with that.
In 2022, the Ford and Mellon Foundations announced Al-Khatib as one of the recipients of the Disability Futures Fellows, which awards $50,000 to disabled artists in the U.S. that advances the cultural landscape. And though she has always focused on the marginalized community, in 2018, a hit and run pushed Al-Khatib to work a bit differently when it came to the disabled community. She told Forbes magazine, "Because disability is a dirty word in our culture, I had to reevaluate why it felt like a dirty word to identify with. Who taught that to me? Where did they learn that? I had to unpack the word and then repack it in a healthy way." The article continues, "Becoming disabled made Al-Khatib realize she had to change the way she approached her filmmaking work, too. Filmmaking is a grueling business that often involves long hours and standing for long periods. It consists of lugging heavy equipment, traveling long distances, etc. Before, Al-Khatib could withstand and endure 15 days with barely any break. But now, with an injured foot and chronic pain, that wasn't a viable option. She had to learn to speak up for herself, and in the process, she began advocating for everyone, disabled or not, in hopes of changing the toxic culture of an industry that doesn't always believe in rest and making it more inclusive."
Right. And Al-Khatib explains, "I think our culture glorifies putting ourselves physically through the wringer, staying up at all hours, working 15 to 20 hours a day, and using that as a badge of honor. And it's toxic. The film industry is built on an ableist and masculine tenets. Most of the equipment is designed for men. It's not designed with women in mind. Whether you're disabled or not, everyone has needs. And for the last few years, I've thought about those needs more and more in terms of what a production day should look like and when we're going to take breaks, what kind of food we're going to have accessible on set. All of those things matter. And all those things actually made a more compelling product at the end of the day." Right. And her work continues to reflect her thoughtfulness and inclusivity, which has earned her some accolades, including being named a Fellow of the Disruptors, a Fellow of Sundance's Accessible Futures Intensive, an alumni of the Respectability Lab, and the Fellow of the WIF Creative Circle. And when asked by Pratt EDU about advice for those who are seeking to tell similar stories and create space for themselves in the industry, Al-Khatib said, "The underestimation that you have experienced, use it. It's fuel. Your instincts will help guide you to tell the stories that you know are important. In the pursuit of telling those stories, you will find a community of people who will help sustain that drive."
Yes, I love so much of this. So again, very excited to see what Al-Khatib does. Check out more of her work. But yeah, listeners, if you have anybody we should cover in this segment, Please let us know. If we missed anything, please let us know. You can email us at stephaniediamomstuff@iheartmedia.com. You can find us on Twitter at @MomStuffPodcast or on Instagram and TikTok at Stuff Mom Never Told You. We also have a YouTube and a Tee Public store with the new designs. And we have a book. You could pre-order it at stuffyoushouldreadbooks.com, also on Audible. Thanks, as always, to our super producer, Christina, our executive producer, Maya, and our contributor, Joey.
Thank you all.
Yes. And thanks to you for listening. Stuff I Never Told You is a production of iHeartRadio. For more podcasts from iHeartRadio, you can check out the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you listen to your favorite shows. This episode is brought to you by PNC Bank, who believes some things in life should be boring, like banking.
Because boring is safe and responsible, level-headed and wise. All things you want your bank to be.
You don't want your bank to be cool or sexy. Sexy is for 80s hair bands, not banks. That's why PNC Bank strives to be boring with your money so you can be happily fulfilled with your life.
PNC Bank, brilliantly boring since 1865.
Brilliantly Boring Since 1865 is a service mark of the PNC Financial Services Group, Incorporated. PNC Bank, a National Association member, FDIC. Tennessee just sounds perfect. Whether that's live music, the crack of a campfire, or kids laughing on an adventure.
To start planning your trip, visit tnvacation.com. Tennessee sounds perfect.
The Black Effect presents Family Therapy, and I'm your host, Elia Connie. Jay is the woman in this dynamic who is currently co-parenting two young boys with her former partner, David.
David, he is a leader. He just don't want to leave me.
But how do you lead a woman? How do you lead in a relationship? Like, what's the blueprint?
David, you just asked the most important question. Listen to Family Therapy on the Black Effect Podcast Network, iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.